From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Election officials in Afghanistan have thrown out votes from 447 polling stations because of fraud allegations. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
How many votes were actually voided by the Afghan Independent Election Commission is unclear, but disqualifying results from less than 500 polling stations across the country is unlikely to appease angry candidates and voters who allege mass voting fraud, especially when comparing the number of disqualified stations to the nearly 19,000 polling stations whose votes the commissioners have declared valid. The latest results, representing ballots from 74% of polling stations, have Karzai inching ahead with 48.6% of the vote. His top rival, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, has 30.7% of the votes. Karzai doesn't have enough votes to be declared the winner outright, and the race appears to be headed for a runoff next month. But a runoff cannot be scheduled until all ongoing fraud investigations are completed. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says President Obama is prepared to draw some lines in the sand on health care overhaul when he addresses a joint session of Congress on Wednesday.
I doubt we're going to get into heavy veto threats on Wednesday. We're going to talk about what we can do because we're so close to getting it done. He will talk about the public option and why he believes and continues to believe that it is a valuable component of providing choice and competition that helps individuals and small businesses, at the same time provides a check on insurance companies.
Gibbs speaking today on ABC's This Week. But Republicans and some conservative Democrats warn the plan, estimated to cost $1 trillion over 10 years, is too expensive to approve as soon as this month. The GOP says it believes millions of jobs will be lost and the quality of health care will decline. An environmental advisor to President Obama resigned early today. Van Jones had sparked controversy for remarks he made about Republicans and the 9/11 terrorist attacks. NPR's Kathy Rushlow has details.
Jones worked as a special advisor on green jobs at the White House Council on Environmental Quality. On Thursday, Jones apologized for derogatory comments he made before joining the administration about Republicans and for signing a petition that suggested top government officials had allowed the 9/11 terrorist attacks to happen. In his resignation statement, Jones blamed what he said were opponents of an overhaul of health care for, quote, using lies and distortions to distract and divide. Before joining the administration, Jones worked as a civil rights activist in California and as an advocate for environmental and energy issues. Conservatives have strongly criticized him for having left-wing political views. Kathy Rushlow, NPR News, Washington.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Travel is reported to be going smoothly for most of the nation on this holiday weekend. AAA says the number of people actually in the skies and on the roads is down from last year. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
From Dulles near Washington, D.C. to LAX to New York's JFK Airport, flights are running mostly on schedule on a Labor Day weekend where AAA is projecting a 20% drop in air travel, despite airfares down nearly that much from last year. AAA says more than 80% of the 39 million people on the move this weekend are putting their pedals to the metal on the nation's roads. The economy caused some adjustments in the travel plans of some, like Long Island resident John Watson.
Well, we're going around on a sightseeing tour, which we've lived in New York all these years. We've never done it, so that's a way to save some money and do something.
AAA says the timing of Labor Day also put a damper on others' travel plans. With the holiday falling on September 7th, classes have already started in many of the nation's schools. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The station fire burning in the mountains above Los Angeles is now more than 50% contained, but it's still growing. The blaze has scorched more than 157,000 acres. Days after two firefighters were killed, authorities determined that the fire was deliberately set. Adding to the misery in L.A. County, water gushing through the famous Ventura Boulevard. A 64-inch main burst in Studio City last night and triggered heavy flooding, in some cases about 4 feet deep. Some residents were forced out of their homes. Firefighters had to rescue a man whose car was trapped in the flood. They contained the situation within hours. No one was injured. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.